My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. We want to learn as much as we can today for many different reasons. One, because a lot more is happening to us at a much younger age. And whether it's because of what's going on in the world and the environment around us or by our own hand and our own choices and our own vices and lifestyle choices, it doesn't matter. We still need to be prepared so that we're able to make those changes and make those plot twists, if you will, because life is getting us a lot sooner than it did before. And we have to retrain our mind and stop trying to convince ourselves that all this stuff can't get us when we're younger and it's not going to come anywhere near us until we're much farther down the road and being much older. That's no longer the norm. I bring you every day the relevant topics, the things that we should talk about, you know, that relate to our good health today, and also bring you some of the best guests in the industry. The show is here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And remember, if you can't tune in live to the show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcasts. They're archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on the archive icon and then download the shows that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Their address, 840 South Rancho Drive. And remember, they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and at the same time, in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. It is quite amazing that they've been around such a long time. Wanted to let everyone know they're getting ready to celebrate another anniversary, their 35th anniversary, coming up on Saturday, March 2nd. The festivities will be 11:30 till 4 p.m. Tons of giveaways, prizes, samples, demonstrations. You know, go there and meet the people at Stay Healthy and go celebrate, help them celebrate. And at the same time, I think it's just going to be a really good event just to help them celebrate their amazing longevity here in the Las Vegas area. Well, today we're going to be talking with Bruce Topping, and we are going to be talking about the new collagen line from Garden of Life. A little background on my guest, if you happen to be tuning in for the first time. Of course, many of you have listened to Bruce for years. Bruce has been involved in the alternative medical community his entire life by managing health food stores, speaking for support groups, conducting seminars for Weston A. Price chapters, and being an activist for small and local agriculture. He's a consummate student of natural medicine in all of its forms, with a passion for helping people understand the controversies of diet and nutritional science. Based on his wealth of knowledge, Bruce is a highly sought-after nutritional speaker, national speaker, and educator for Garden of Life, and is Garden of Life's probiotic and enzyme expert. You know, but I got to tell you, he's an expert in all these areas, and you'll get that real soon just listening to him and the way that he educates. It's like having a conversation with a friend sitting on a couch. It's a great way to educate because it makes everything so understandable. Help me welcome my guest, Bruce Topping. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Jeff. Boy, it's an honor to be on your show, and I want to congratulate Stay Healthy. I mean, 35 years.
How about
that? That's amazing. Yeah.
You know what? They've been through a lot of stuff. They've been through all the changes and the ups and the downs and the new philosophies and, you know, getting rid of the old ideals. And, you know, they've weathered it all. And that's a pretty good thing. Very proud of them and what they've done in the Las Vegas community.
That's awesome. I have to say that having grown up in this industry, the products that we're now selling are better than they've ever been. And this is not just for Garden of Life. I mean, this is true of corn chips and canned tomatoes. I mean, it really is. I think we've just gotten better in terms of the quality, in terms of the selection, in terms of the flavors, the raw material ingredients. The industry is really healthy, and it tickles me to be here.
Well, you know, take that just a step further. I mean, although we have these good choices, we still personally have the choice of how good or how bad we are to ourselves, how well or not well we take care of ourselves, and what we purchase, where we go, and what we eat and how we eat is still up to us. So it's great to have the choices. I just kind of wish we could put something in the water that would make people think, you know what, I need to take care of myself.
Yeah, that's well put, Jeff. You and I have talked about this before, but I'm fascinated with all these trials, all these studies that are constantly coming out that show that we're not good at selecting good healthy food. That whenever you look at like weight loss studies, the ones that are the most successful tend to be the ones where they're actually like completely controlling every calorie that these patients are eating in the trial. And it kind of is depressing, and I think sometimes it hits at me a little bit of the whole, you know, how we have to talk about personal responsibility, and I agree, but I think we also have to address that our diets really are a social construct, and that when we're subsidizing, you know, salt, sugar, and fat at this level, and subsidizing the most refined and kind of bad for you calories, this isn't good for our society and our healthcare budget and all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm glad to see that this industry is starting to get more acceptance. And when you have stores like Stay Healthy for 35 years, it really is a testament to what's happening in our culture.
Why do you think it is that collagen is such a hot topic right now? You know,
yeah.
I remember when we used to talk about collagen decades ago, and it was always the people that were going in for collagen injections, you know, and I guess that was the filler 30 years ago. So, but of course, things have changed a lot since then. But what is it that makes collagen stand out today, and why is it such a hot commodity?
Yeah, so it's really about the amino acids, right? I mean, there's three particular amino acids that are all the rage about collagen and gelatin and broth products, you know, bone broth. Those amino acids are really special. In particular, it's glycine and proline and hydroxyproline. And the hydroxyproline is like the one that people are really excited about in terms of the research. And basically, these amino acids, of course, they're structural components. They're building blocks. And, you know, the truth is, hydroxyproline is not even essential. Technically, your body can make it from other substances. You can just make it from other aminos. But the thing is that it's so versatile, and it's in high demand in our body. And it's really useful for a whole lot of things that a lot of people really care about, you know, especially joint health. A lot of people want to be able to walk and move upstairs and not have any joint pain. They want their hair and skin and nails to look really nice. These are kind of beauty proteins that help build those elastic fibrils that give our skin kind of a springy cushioning. You know, as we age, our collagen breaks down. So it's the reason for sagging skin and wrinkles. And we all know aging sucks. And that's part of the reason is that our collagen production and all these fibroblasts in our body kind of slow down and break down and don't work as well. But yes, we're talking right now, I mean, collagen, about the most abundant protein in our body. I mean, it's the cornea of your eye, it's the cartilage, it's the bones, it's blood vessels, the gut lining, even your vertebrae, your spinal column, I mean, your teeth, your nails. This is really the fundamental protein that is the scaffolding that holds everything together in our body. And I think right now the research has exploded and has shown there's quite a bit of benefit. And it's not just for athletes the way we used to think. So that's the way I would address it. It's really just that the research has exploded and these amino acids are really gaining a foothold in the prime time knowledge.
Who would be a candidate? Let's say that, you know, people are already using, you know, a lot of your products. They're using your proteins and your greens,
sure.
And they're probably using some MCTs. Maybe they're on the keto and they're using your butter powder and, you know, they're maybe using some of the keto products. Where do collagen products fit in?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jeff. I'll say that for a lot of people, it's going to help with connective tissue building. you know, if you're an athlete, then I might suggest you're probably going to notice collagen supplements. You're going to notice your joint range of motion. Your joints might feel kind of almost tighter in the socket. Like when you're moving around, you just feel like you have better muscle control and, you know, less pain or less chance of hyperextension, for example. There's lots of athletic studies. Well, there's quite a bit of test tube and some human clinicals now on athletics and joint mobility. For gut health, I would say for people that are looking to repair the intestinal surface, what they call the epithelium, it turns out one of those amino acids, glycine, is heavily used by the intestinal cells. It's a fuel source. Glycine is used by the enterocytes, the intestinal cells, and it really is used to help them repair and rebuild. And so if you have any damage, you know, a lot of people have what used to be called leaky gut or various types of overgrowths that can damage the surface of the bowel, or they just don't have a good healthy mucosal lining. So I would say for gut health, people that are dealing with all manner of digestive imbalance should consider collagen. And then, as I mentioned, the beauty protein, you know, for skin elasticity, for strong hair and healthy nails. If you have like cracking, brittle nails, or the keratin in your hair isn't growing with as much luster as it used to. Now, all of these, you might consider using collagen because it's really popular for a good reason. I mean, it has taken the industry by storm, frankly, because a lot of people notice it pretty quickly. You know, within a couple of weeks, people feel these changes. So I would say it's all of those: hair, skin, nail, joints, athletes, people with gut problems. I've seen a lot of people with even thyroid stuff. Where, you know, I'll mention thyroid problems can really result in hair loss. And sometimes taking collagen can mitigate that. I mean, I it's kind of a Band-Aid there. I want people to really address their thyroid gland issues. If they're having hair loss, they should be checking their thyroid and doing a full functional test. Don't just satisfy with TSH testing. We have to really dive into the thyroid. I know I'm a crusader for thyroid testing because so many people are told that their thyroid is normal. Because the reference range is simply so huge that they call everything normal unless you're way, way out of whack. So I'll say for hair, skin, and nails, even with thyroid imbalance, collagen can be really useful for all of those things.
Now, if you're already, you know, maybe having a smoothie in the morning, can you just throw it in there?
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. Yeah, this is one of those really versatile products. A lot of doctors actually suggest that you don't even count collagen into your daily protein, but it's not really used the way other proteins are. Like when you look at our raw meal or raw protein or our whey proteins, they're a lot more versatile in all their amino acids. In fact, collagen is actually a less complete protein. And this, what I'm getting at is that collagen isn't really doing the same thing in the body as your broad, full, complete proteins that we make. It's really more narrowly focused. And I don't want to call it a one-trick pony. I mean, again, it's hair, skin, nails, joints, gut problem. There's lots of other areas. So it's not just doing one single function in our body. But it is definitely more targeted at connective tissue and repair of certain structures, certain types of tissue in our body. And for that reason, I think it can be added into virtually any regimen. You don't even necessarily count it towards your daily protein requirement.
You know, when people start using collagen, I think their results are different. Well, we know that everybody gets different results because not everybody's the same. But, you know, I had a friend that was using the collagen for gut problems. But she had a long-term problem with her fingernails and toenails never growing, and all of a sudden they started growing like crazy, and her skin disorder problem that she had was starting to get so much better, but she didn't take it for that. And I said, you just have to remember sometimes, you know, the body, you know, holds on and takes what it needs, and sometimes you don't know what that need is.
You know, Jeff, I was actually in California yesterday when I was doing training, and I went into a store, and it's awkward to say this, but the woman I met just had the most beautiful hair. I mean, I actually commented, I thought she'd just been to the salon or something. And she was actually, it was a very parallel story. She was telling me that she had been taking collagen for about a month now. And she had been taking it for other stuff. She was actually taking it exactly along the lines of gut health. She was somebody who had been recovering from, you know, inflammatory bowel issues from a previous episode in her life. And so she'd been using collagen, and just like you're describing right now, that was exactly what her response was. She said, yeah, the collagen has really made my hair just so much more shiny and lustrous and full. And it was, I mean, it was amazing to see. You just said it so perfectly just now. This is exactly what I experienced out there in the field. So, yeah, Jeff, I've definitely seen that too.
You know, it's funny. But I'll tell you, the thing is today, we get that awakening, those aha moments, especially when things come out of the blue and they kind of maybe surprise us and we might learn a little bit about something. And I love it when we get those radiated benefits, you know, those things that we weren't looking for. And I have a friend that started using some collagen. She finished chemotherapy and radiation, and she was doing really good. She's in full remission, healthy, but her hair and nails were just not growing well. And, you know, and she said, is there one thing I could add in? And I said, collagen. And she said, really? And I said, just give it a try. You know, so it wasn't even a little bit over a month later, and I got a text from her, and she said, I can't believe the difference. I said, good, just keep going with it. You know, so she was shocked. And she said, first of all, I was shocked because nobody else told me. She goes, and second of all, maybe my own fault for not doing any research on my own. She said, because once I started researching it, it just made sense. You know, so she says, she calls it her GOL shake she has every single morning. She says, because she has your raw meal, she adds greens, she adds MCT, and now she adds collagen. So you are her everything except for the liquid, her protein shake in the morning.
I bet she feels amazing.
She does.
Probably not hungry for about 5 or 6 hours after that kind of powerhouse.
She's doing good, and she did it all the way through her therapy too, and her doctor told her that her blood work was quite amazing, and you know, make a list of what she was doing, and he was quite interested in what she was doing in the morning, because he said it did make a difference in her blood work, and that's good to know.
Yeah, boy, Jeff, I am seeing that a lot around the country. You know, I've been out there doing keto lectures, right? So I've been deep in the trenches talking to all these folks about ketogenic diets and low carb diets, and it's incredible, Jeff, to hear all the feedback. You know, even people who I'm just anecdotally meeting in their store or in the lecture hall, and they're telling me about some. I've even seen their blood work. Like, they'll come in with their lab results from their general practitioner, and you're right. It's when we look at their blood work in terms of cardiovascular markers, when they're doing like this type of MCT and concentrated proteins, and they're avoiding, you know, they're not eating donuts and a huge bowl of oatmeal, right? And I'm not knocking oatmeal. I actually like oatmeal, but for a lot of people, that insulin response really pumps up all these triglycerides, and it changes all these blood fats in terms of inflammatory markers that we're all scared of in terms of our risk of heart disease. It's amazing to see how these high-fat diets, which, you know, 50 years ago, we all would have been clutching our heart worrying about these people, you know, for eating high fat. They're eating butter and, you know, peanut butter all the time and stuff, and yet their actually blood work, like you just mentioned, is really looking favorable. I mean, we're seeing that ketogenic diets actually improve cardiovascular markers pretty consistently. It's not just here and there. It's pretty uniformly across most populations. So, yeah, the MCT and the keto and the collagen stuff is really working well for people, and I'm certainly getting a lot of great feedback and great testimonials from customers out there. It's amazing.
I want everybody to know that there are $3 off coupons for any of the collagen products from Garden of Life. And Marge sent me a text that they're also 35% off as well. So that's a really, really good deal. Let's talk about the products. Let's talk about the grass-fed collagen peptides. Then people can decide what they want to use. But would this be kind of the standard product?
Yeah, so this is our most basic one. If you just want, you know, no flavors, you don't want any extra stuff added in. You know, maybe you're just adding this to raw meal and you're going to add greens and you're going to add MCT, like we just talked about, then this would be the perfect option. You're not going to change the flavor. It's going to be super versatile. And, you know, we should talk real quick about the whole peptide issue, Jeff, because peptides, for Garden of Life, we chose peptides because we think they're superior. We think that most people prefer them. You know, peptides are little small amino acid chains, and if you don't break them down into peptides, then they're much longer chains. Like what you find in regular gelatin or broth are really the same proteins, the same amino acids. They're just in a longer chain structure. And so when you put them into like a smoothie or a cold beverage, when you stir it up, all those long chains kind of congeal and bind together and form kind of a jelly, gelatinous texture. And it's not that much fun to drink, just to be frank. It's much funner to drink the peptides, because the little small chains, once you chop them up, it actually stays like water. It stays like a nice fluid texture, even in an icy beverage. So it really makes it a little easier to digest. You've already broken it down, so the first part of the digestion is done for you. And it's certainly just a lot more palatable and better texture and mouthfeel. So I'll say that the peptide is generally the way I recommend to go for most people, unless they're going to do it like in soups or drink it hot. And then broths, I think, you know, regular gelatins and broths can be fine. But peptides actually work well even in hot. So I think if you want the best and most versatile product, peptides are the way to go. And that's what we do for Garden of Life. It's just a little more digestible. And I'll also mention the probiotic. We use a Plantarum strain. It's called LP115. You know, it's a very special strain from Danisco Labs. And this one has some special features. It's very stable and hardy, which is partly why we chose it. It can survive in this powder-filled container for a long time and still maintain the label claim. So we're not going to lose the probiotics over time. They're real hardy and stable. The other thing about it, that probiotic actually breaks down histamines and sort of degrades and lowers histamine value. And the way that works is that there are some probiotics that make histamine and kind of add to the histamine value of the body. And there are other strains that actually break down and degrade histamines and lower the total histamine activity in the bowel. And this is one of those degraders. And basically, we want to kind of help people who might have any immune reaction to histamines or high histamine production, which can be an issue. It's not a big deal for a lot of us, but for some people, it really is an issue. So we're going to use strains that not only help digestion, but have special benefits for those with histamine sensitivity. And that's in all of these collagens. So we really do think about this stuff in terms of digestibility and those who might have compromised digestion.
Now, can you use too much of it? I mean, because, you know, some people have a couple shakes a day and, you know, but they're really trying to, you know, kind of build these things up, or their joints are a problem or their gut's a problem. And that, you know, the reason I ask is, you know, one is good, five is better, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's diminishing return, right? Like, it's not that if you take too much, it's like going to shut down your kidneys or raise your liver enzymes way up high. You know, it's nothing like sentinel serious adverse events like that. So mainly it's kind of going to be a waste of money. You know,
okay.
It's like taking 10 times more might only give you like 20% more benefit. You know, you're going to have to spend way more money to get very little benefit. I think in general, one or two scoops a day is really where we want. And I want to mention that, you know, if you think about kind of on a simple level, kind of a 50,000 foot view of humans, is that humans used to eat a lot more of the connective tissue. When we ate animal products, we didn't just eat boneless, skinless chicken breast that was all prepared and chlorine dipped and ammonia bathed and, you know, radiated. And it was a very different thing in the ancient world. You ate all those articular parts. You ate, you know, you made traditional broth soups. They didn't waste any of these animals back in the old days, mm-hmm. right? You ate the organs, you ate the glands, you ate the knuckles and the feet and the backs and the necks. And today we don't. And so I think modern humans are really lacking a lot of those extra molecules that we used to get in our kind of collective communal diets, that humans used to eat those parts of the animals, and we just don't anymore. So I think in terms of getting too much, I'm not really worried about that, Jeff. It's not going to have real problems, like I said. I think our serving label says mix 1 to 2 scoops in liquid. The scoop, of course, is included in there. And I think you could go more than that. If you're a serious athlete, you could double that and do 4 a day.
Oh, yeah. And
you'd probably even really benefit from that above and beyond the 2 scoops. But if you're like a 110-pound female or something, 2 scoops a day is probably good, unless you're like an elite, you know, serious, hardcore athlete.
You know, I have a friend, and she's been vegetarian for forever. And she was a vegetarian when vegetarians wasn't cool. Now it's cool to be a vegetarian. So, you know, she, we started talking about maybe 4 or 5 months ago. And she said, you know, I just don't feel good from this diet anymore. And she uses your plant protein and all that. And I really think, you know, we started talking and I said, how do you feel about bringing in some fish and some eggs? And she said, you know, I think I'm kind of leaning that way. So she started having fish a couple times a week and having eggs 4 or 5 days a week. And she said she started feeling a lot better. And then I saw her at Stay Healthy, and she was picking up a container of collagen, and I was just like, hello?
Wow.
And she said, look. She said, when I was young, it was all about the title. I wanted to be a vegetarian and wear t-shirts and tell everybody I was a vegetarian. She goes, now I'm in my 50s and it's all about getting out of bed in the morning and feeling good and yeah. looking in the mirror and knowing that I'm doing the best for me. She said, I don't think that 100% is the best for me anymore. So she's having fish, she's having eggs, and now she's taking collagen. And she said she's feeling awesome.
Yeah. Well, and let's be clear. Some people ask me this. They ask if they can get vegan collagen. You just brought that to my mind because people sometimes ask that. And I just want to be clear that doesn't exist.
No.
That collagen is what comes, from animals. In this case, we're getting it from bovine hide. And I should mention that it's all German-sourced. For Garden of Life, we are really committed to the supply chain. We don't want GMO feed. We don't want growth promoters and steroids and growth hormones and antibiotics. And we really do buy from farms that we have great visibility into their growth processes. We actually got all these through the iGen non-GMO audit, so we can be clear about the use of glyphosate, other chemicals. This is something that's been a long-term commitment for Garden of Life. Nobody's surprised that we're very all over the supply chain. We really want to be very careful about our vetting process to make sure what we put on the market has come from sustainable farms that are doing it right. And this is especially true when it comes to animal-sourced products, because that takes a lot more production value. It's a lot more energy-intensive, and therefore, there's bigger ramifications about how that affects the planet. And so I want people to know that we are sourcing it all from Europe, and it is all, I think, the very first collagen to ever be non-GMO audited by any third party. That's just something that's never been done in the collagen market, and it's something we really strive to do at Garden of Life.
We're talking with Bruce Topping today. We're talking about the line of products from Garden of Life, and we're talking about collagen, and we're going to discuss more on the collagen products when we come back from the break. I want to remind you that the collagen products are 35% off, and you can ask for a $3 coupon. We'll be right back with Mr. Bruce Topping. Don't go away.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients. Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotic's environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, 3 capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only 1 capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a 3-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Vitamin Code is a cutting-edge line of raw, whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Code utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of 2 separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food created nutrients, and typically they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means vitamin code ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit. And we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, vitamin code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Remember that the Garden of Life collagen products are 35% off. You can also ask for a $3 off coupon as well. And don't forget about their upcoming anniversary celebration coming up on Saturday, March 2nd from 11:30 to 4. Lots of giveaways, prizes, samples, and demonstrations. They're always a big hit. Make sure you show up, and a lot of people do really well. They walk away with great gifts and gift baskets and all kinds of good stuff. So keep that in mind. Put it on your calendar. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. So, Bruce, the collagen peptides is the basic foundation product that, like, I guess everybody could use when you're looking at collagen. But then you kind of specialize from there, you know, like the collagen turmeric. Would this be more for mobility?
Yeah, that's right. So this would be more for people who are suffering with joint pain. Would also be for people with gut problems. And basically anybody who's wanting to balance their immune system and reduce inflammation in their body. Collagen, of course, has those structural components, the proline and the glycine and the hydroxyproline, those special amino acids. Those are getting all the talk. It's really the reason that collagen is so big, are those structural components that help build up those tissues, such as our gut or our joints. So very good to have some extra ingredients on top of that that go along the same lines. Of course, most people are familiar with turmeric. At Garden of Life, we buy organic turmeric, which surprisingly is not very common. You know, the best-selling or among the best-selling herb in the world is turmeric, and yet it's very few and far between that which is organic. And so we're actually sourcing from an all-organic supply. Even the solvent that we're using is organic, the ethanol. We don't use any petroleum-based solvents or GMO solvents for our herbal extracts, and that's something we do for all of them, whether it's our turmeric or our elderberry or all those herbal extracts that we make. We use all-organic solvents, so we're really committed to making the cleanest stuff. So it's a turmeric, and it is standardized to 95% curcuminoids. Curcuminoids are the active polyphenols. It's really the active compounds that are found in the root. So it's not just like crude old roots ground up in here. This is the organic, standardized, highly concentrated turmeric to reduce inflammation. And then on top of that, there's another ingredient called UC2. And I might spend some time with you talking about this just for a second, Jeff, because there's a little bit of a controversy about the whole typing of collagen. You know, there's lots of discussion about types, type 1, type 2, type 3, and there's actually like dozens of types. There's like type 23, type 19. I mean, it's crazy. And so this ingredient is specifically called UC2. It's undenatured collagen type 2 is what it stands for. And it is actually a different source. It's a chicken sternum-derived special peptide. And these peptides are actually working through a different mechanism. The way that they affect our body is not just adding structural components the way the regular collagen powder in here does. You know, the hydroxyproline and glycine, those are adding to our joints and our gut, like we've been talking about here today. But these special UC2 peptides actually change immune signals. They're working through interleukins and transforming growth factors and all these inflammatory cytokines. So it's actually a whole different mechanism of action. And this brings me to the larger point about how I'm kind of frustrated with the whole labeling of types of collagen. And Maybe this is a little bit controversial, but when I come on your show, Jeff, I always want to give my true, unfiltered, fully realized opinion. And when I look at all the research on the types of collagen, the only difference that I can see is actually just the slight differences in the ratio of these different amino acids. You know, so when people are talking about type 1 versus type 4 or type 3 or type 19, it's really just the ratio of proline to glycine or hydroxyproline to proline. And a lot of these, I think, are trivial differences. I got to be frank. I think a lot of this is marketing. And it gets even worse, Jeff, when I look at all these labs. They don't even have any standardized methodology. In other words, one lab will define it as a certain, like, this is type 1 and type 3. And a different lab will give you a different readout on the exact same material. There's no standardized method for testing and declaring it. And so, you know, we put this on our label, you know, type 1, type 2, and type 3, and we're using that trademark UC2 because it is great. It has two clinical trials where it actually outperformed glucosamine and chondroitin. I mean, it really does work better than glucosamine and chondroitin, which is no slouch in its own right. Glucosamine definitely works. So we know it works. It's just that the way it works kind of surprised people when they started teasing out the mechanism of action. It turned out those special chicken peptides were not really adding any significant amount of amino acids. It's really how they affect our immune system. So we're adding that onto the turmeric, and we're adding that all on top of the collagen, all those peptides. And so you get this multi-pronged approach. It's really going to give you those structural components. It's going to tamp down pro-inflammatory immune signals, which are quite powerful. And it also gives you turmeric, which works on all these nuclear factors and all these other cell lines. So it is a broad worker on your immune system and on your gut and on your joints. It's really about inflammation, and I think it's one of our best.
Now, what about the collagen beauty? Is this for, you know, the folks that are maybe noticing a difference in their skin? Maybe our skin is getting older. Maybe we've got some skin conditions, or maybe we just lost that healthy glow.
Yeah, that's exactly. So a lot of people really love taking our vegan, plant-based organic collagen builder. It's a product we made some years ago, and it's actually a hair, skin, and nail formula that helps build collagen with other nutrients. You know, it helps build collagen without collagen because it's a vegan formula, and it's using herbs and botanicals, you know, like amla berries for vitamin C. Vitamin C is a special connection here because, of course, the C stands for collagen. It's, you know, vitamin C is legendary for helping to cure scurvy. Most people know that. Scurvy is really a hemorrhagic disease where all the collagen breaks down and your gums start to bleed and you start to get swollen and, you know, your blood vessels start to hemorrhage and you die. It killed a lot of people on Earth over the centuries. So obviously building collagen is very fundamental to our life, and vitamin C was named after the most abundant protein in our body, and collagen. So we made that plant formula, and it didn't actually have any animal ingredients in it, and thus, of course, it had no collagen. But it had all the vitamin C and silica and biotin, you know, the main nutrients that stimulate our own cell lines, the fibroblasts, to make collagen. What we're now doing is we're taking that, all those botanicals that stimulate those cells, and we're adding the raw material building blocks from the collagen peptides, right? So you're giving, you know, the building blocks, and you're stimulating the workers to build the material, to build the collagen. So it's like setting up a factory and driving all the material, all the building blocks into the factory. You're going to crank out a lot more product, in this case, collagen, whether it's hair, skin, nails, vertebrae, bones. It really is a versatile thing in our body. But, yes, we're going to source it all from the best things. You know, most vitamin C is sourced from corn syrup. We get ours from organic amla berries. You know, most of the biotin out there, those B vitamins, are made a lot from GMO yeast and GMO bacteria. We don't want genetic engineering in our supply chain, so we get it from a flowering shrub called Sesbania. And then our silica, that mineral, we get it from bamboo. You know, classically, if you buy it at the drugstore, it's made from sand. So we're just going to come out there with the cleanest sources that are available on the market. And we're going to put them at clinically studied amounts. These are not just pixie dust amounts that we're putting in there for the label, real studied amounts. And we're going to put it all on top of our collagen peptides, which are all, of course, German bovine sourced, to give you all the building blocks, all those amino acids. So it's a very complete hair, skin, and nail formula. Maybe the most complete one I've ever seen.
Now, what if somebody wants benefits of two of these? Let's say they want the collagen turmeric and they want the collagen beauty because they use half dose and mix them together?
Oh, absolutely. Or you could alternate. I might suggest that you could do one in the morning and one at night, or you could do one every other day.
Okay.
Do the other one every other day. I mean, there's actually no wrong way to do this. I mean, a lot of these nutrients are going to hang around in your body. I mean, vitamin C, of course, is water-soluble, so you'll use that up pretty fast. But, silica and biotin are going to hang around. So even if you did it every other day and you did the turmeric one on the odd days, I think that would be a pretty awesome regimen. I expect you would notice that in both your joints and in your hair, skin, and nails.
You know, somebody just chimed in. She says, I'm really interested in these. She goes, I think I'm going to stop in and pick some up at Stay Healthy. What about my teenagers? I make their smoothies in the morning.
Oh, yeah. So you can add in the regular blue label collagen peptides. It doesn't have any flavor. You know, if you get our beauty collagens, they're going to be strawberry lemonade, or you can choose cranberry pomegranate. And they're both really light, fun tasting. They're nice to drink and just water. But if you're making a smoothie and you're making it like chocolate flavor, you probably don't want to add strawberry lemonade to your chocolate. And in that case, I might just recommend that they get the plain collagen. They can definitely add that in. And boy, I give it to my son. He's 14 and he plays a lot of soccer and he wants to try out for the football team next year. And so he's doing lots of working out. And boy, he can tell a difference when he's running and doing all this physical activity, that his joints just feel better. Even at that age, when his joints didn't, he didn't have any pain beforehand. It wasn't like he was having, arthritic symptoms or anything like that. It's just that, even athletes who are young and in the prime of their life often are taking collagen and getting lots of benefit from that. So, as far as for your kids, this is great stuff. It's something that ancient humans would have given their kids every day.
Question just came in. She said, I am not a smoothie person, no matter what. I just can't. But I have yogurt every morning. Will it go in my yogurt or my oatmeal? And can I mix it in my soup?
Yeah, there's actually no wrong way. So the answer on those is yes on all of them. Yogurt, cottage cheese, applesauce. There's no wrong way. Certainly soups would be a natural fit. It's going to definitely add in those amino acids to the soup, make it probably better flavor, too. So I'll say that these are not that delicate. These molecules are not that vulnerable to heat or light or air. You can cook with them to a degree that these amino acids are pretty stable and pretty hardy. So you're not going to have to worry about, heating them or putting them in a cold beverage or a hot beverage. It's not going to damage them.
Oh, that's good to know. It gives you a little bit more versatility. Can you bake with them?
Yeah, you sure can. I mean, you think about it. When you're making, cooking a chicken or a turkey and you eat it, you're getting a lot of those amino acids, even if it's been cooked and fried and boiled. So, these amino acids are going to be pretty darn stable no matter how you cook it.
That's good to know, because I think a lot of us, we're told the things like oils and things we have to be careful. Versatility. That's great.
Yeah, this is not omega-3 fats. These are much more stable.
Will they go into like a shaker bottle, like if you're drinking, or do they get gelatinous?
No, that's the nice thing. I mean, if we had used regular broth or gelatin, then it would get gelatinous. But that's the thing about peptides, Jeff, is that it stays nice and fluid. It's just like water. In fact, if you add the plain flavor in there and you add it into water, you might not know it's there. I mean, it's going to affect the flavor just barely. It might, give it a slight flavor, like almost like a milky kind of flavor in the most mild sense. But I would say only if you added a pretty huge amount to a small mug of water would it really change the flavor much at all.
The other thing is, I have people that listen all the time, and I always try to bring their questions in, especially people that have had gastric weight loss surgery. The question comes in. She goes, okay, Jeff, I'm going to ask, is this okay for me with a small pouch? I'd use a lot of the Garden of Life products already. I use their greens. I use their protein because it doesn't upset my stomach. I use the MCTs. I'm just wondering, can I add this in as well? I seem to be fine with everything else, but I'm sure I could benefit from collagen.
Yeah, I absolutely. This is definitely a well-digested protein. It's not hard to digest. It's not super lengthy in terms of transit time. It's not going to hang around in your stomach for a long time or anything. So, yeah, I would say it could be a great addition to anybody who's had gastric bypass or any type of, you know, change to their digestive tract. Often we want to heal those tissues. We want to bring in those amino acids. And, you know, it just turns out that most of us don't eat enough bone broth the way our ancestors do. We don't eat enough of those articular parts of the chicken or turkey or beef or whatever. We're not eating a traditional diet anymore. Most of our food is boxed, bagged, and canned and doesn't have these highly versatile and highly demanded amino acids. And I think a lot of people would feel better if they got them into their diet. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend it. I don't think the gastric bypass is going to affect digestion that much one way or the other. These are pretty darn digestible as protein goes.
Okay, I'm reading this question because I have it coming in from two people. She says, I have no sensitivities. I just wondered, is there any allergic reactions to these in any way or any counterindication with meds? Good question.
That is a good question. You know, it's not one of those that really affects your, like, INR value. That's always the first thing. Your international normalized ratio is the time it takes your blood to clot. This is an important one for things like vitamin E or ginkgo or fish oils. It's one of the ones people should be aware of, is that there's lots of supplements that change our INR values and therefore would not be want to be taking with any of the blood thinning drugs, because you can become like a full-blown hemophiliac if you're doubling up on these blood thinners. Now, collagen does not do that. It's not going to affect blood pressure, thickness of blood. It's not really going to affect. I can't think of any, Jeff. I mean, unless you're allergic to cow hides, if you're allergic to bovine sources, I don't. That's not a common allergy. So, I think generally not. This is not one of those that I'm really worried about the allergenicity or high amounts of, you know, skin reactions or huge histamine responses. In fact, we're adding strains, you know, probiotics to reduce histamine value. So I expect it might even help with allergy, people who suffer from allergies. So that's really an immune imbalance at its core. So no, I think this is, the more I think about it, really well tolerated. Certainly the studies, when you look at toxicology, it's been well tolerated even at big dosages. So yeah, I mean, in general, I know it's well tolerated from the studies. And when I sit down and think about all the different potential scenarios, it's hard to think of any where it would be a really serious, dangerous thing to introduce collagen to your diet. This is something humans have been eating for millions of years.
How's the flavor? I know the turmeric is what, an apple cinnamon?
Yeah. Oh, it's good. I mean, it kind of reminds of our turmeric gummy a little bit, kind of a similar, spiced turmeric kind of flavor, apple cinnamon kind of thing. And then with your beauty, obviously those are flavored and they are delicious. I mean, frankly, you put them in cold water and it's like a nice kind of mildly sweet beverage, very thin. It's not viscous, it's not thick or difficult to drink at all. It's not like a thick protein shake. It's pretty light. Those peptides are really thin and then it's not viscous at all. So we do have two flavors, strawberry lemonade and cranberry pomegranate. And our flavor team over the years has gotten really good at this. I don't think anybody's going to be disappointed with either flavor. But we'll have samples to try it out. We'll be doing demos here and there at the store. So I hope people try them out. We're really proud of these. We've really worked hard on making the cleanest, most audited, most traceable supply chain in the collagen market.
So give me kind of just because I have some people that tune in toward the end of the show, kind of an overview. We got about a minute and a half. On collagen and why to look into the collagen from Garden of Life.
Yeah, so collagen has lots of research now, and it's gained a lot of ground because of those special amino acids. And they're so versatile in our body. They can help with our joints, with our gut. They really can make us more beautiful in terms of hair, skin, and nails. The research has definitely shown that. And what Garden of Life does is we went out and sourced the most traceable and audited, like I just said. We went with European, where, you know, in Germany, they don't have GMO crops. They're not feeding cows GMO corn and so on. They're not using all the growth hormones because those are illegal in Germany. So we got a big leg up there. And then we had it audited by the iGen non-GMO auditor. So for the first time in any collagen, we've actually got full resolution down to glyphosate testing, and we know there's no GMOs in the product. And then we have all these flavors. We've added things like silica and biotin and vitamin C to really supercharge the benefit for your hair, skin, and nails. And I love our turmeric one. It's got the UC2, which works on your immune system to reduce inflammation in the joint. We We also have lots of turmeric, which is great for pain and swelling all over the body. And on top of that is all the actual collagen peptides. And peptides are just better. They're really going to be easier to digest, and they're more mixable. When you put it in a cold beverage, it doesn't congeal. It stays nice and fluid, just like water. It doesn't change viscosity. So more palatability, better texture and mouthfeel, and you know you're supporting good farms that are doing it right, and you're going to feel these benefits. I mean, usually within 2 or 3 weeks, people notice their joints feel better. They notice their hair, skin, and nails look more lustrous. Maybe if they were having cracking or brittle nails, that has been ameliorated completely often from taking collagen. It's just a really versatile supplement, and it has long ago left the athlete market, where it used to just be known by athletes who were taking it at the elite end of training to really help their performance and help with recovery. But now it's not just relegated to that community anymore. People with arthritis are using this, people with joint pain, people with gut problems, people who have, you know, thyroid issues and their hair is in trouble. There's just so many benefits to collagen, and it's really one of the most popular supplements right now for that reason.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule today. Thanks for, you know, talking about the collagen and bringing everybody up to date. We haven't done that, so I do appreciate your time, my friend.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jeff. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Have a great weekend. My guest today, Bruce Topping, representing Garden of Life. Remember, the collagen products from Garden of Life are 35% off. Plus, you can ask for a $3 off coupon on top of that. So a good time to try all three of those formulas, the collagen turmeric, the collagen beauty, and the collagen peptides, all in powdered form at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. When you go in, make sure to ask to enter for their basket of the month. All you have to do is say, I want to enter and win, and they'll take care of that for you and give you a slip to fill out for the drawing that they have at the end of the month. Remember to visit their webpage, leave your email at stayhealthylasvegas.com to enter yourself for monthly newsletters and specials and coupons and in-the-know information. And when you're at their webpage, don't forget to read all those great industry articles. They're all relevant and very up-to-date, and we'll give you some really good foundational information to work with, because they always are talking about the things that we're always talking about today. And of course, give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Remember to visit the store Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and a thumbs up on Facebook. We'll keep you connected to the most knowledgeable staff with the best customer service, and all of it in a full service environment at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I want to thank everybody, including Bruce Topping and Garden of Life, for being here this morning to talk about all the collagen products from Garden of Life. Remember to check out the full line of products from Garden of Life at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every single day. Great prices, extra coupons most of the time, and you can always get answers to any of your questions on the entire line at Stay Healthy from the knowledgeable staff. Remember to tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning. I bring you the best guest in the industry, as well as the topics that are relevant for today's world. If you can't tune in live, courtesy from Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast, and they're archived every single day and put on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the shows by just clicking on the archive icon on my webpage and then going to the screen and then downloading the shows that you want to hear. Maybe the shows you want to hear the rest of, maybe you had to leave early, or you want to hear it again, or you want to hear some of your favorite guests, or you want to send a friend there so they could hear a show that you think that they would definitely benefit from. I hope you have a great weekend. Remember to go to Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, click the like button, and let's stay in touch. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.